Bamatsia Perk Zion Mishnah Aleph. Asaycha Sapolin Vaamrlahim Lahashkim Ulahar. If a person rents out workers and then he tells them to come early or work late, meaning overtime. Makum Shinego Shalola Hashkim Vishaloila Ariv, Ainu Rashaila Kaifan. If it's a place where the Minaga Makum was that people didn't work extra early or extra late, there was no overtime like this, he can't force them to do this. This is when he just stam sets it up. Tisus, though, says, if there's an actual stipulation from beforehand that they agree to work early or late, that's a totally different story, then he can. But this is where he doesn't say it. So you can't make them work earlier or later, working longer. And what's the chiddush? This is pashut. So the Rav says, even if you see he's paying them extra money up front, he can't say, I paid you extra money to work earlier or later, because they could just say, no, you paid us extra because you wanted us to do a good job. You paid us a little extra for that. Or Taisanta brings that the type of job that we're doing is a better quality job. Not that work harder in what we're doing, but the type of job we're doing is something that demands more money. That's what it seems he's learning. But either way, even if he's paying them more money, he can't say, I'm paying you to work earlier or later. Makum shenagu lozun yozun. In the place where the minig was to feed the workers, he has to feed them. Lesapik b'mesika yesapik. And if the minig was to not just give them bread, but to give them the stuff that comes with the bread, to sweeten the bread, dips, whatever he would give them, he has to give them too. Hakol k'minig medina. Everything is the minig medina. The Rav says this is coming to include a case where the minig was where the workers, let's say, would eat before they went and did the work, the Baal Bais, they would eat in the Baal Bais' house early before they went out to the field. He has to feed them in the house. If he says, no, don't worry, go out to the field, you'll eat breakfast in the field, they can demand to stay in his house and be fed there until they go out to the field. Masab Rabbi Yechon ben Masya Shamar Levno. Rabbi Yechon ben Nasna said to his son, say, Tzchor lanu polim, go and rent workers for us. Holach u'pasak lehem mezonos. He went out and he hired workers, and he also made a stipulation to give them food. Ukshaba etzel aviv, when he came to his father, Amalo, he said, his father said to him, Bini, afilu mata oisalem kesuda shlomo b'shaito. Even if you gave them the amount of Shlomo HaMelech in his time, lo yatzasi yidei chavascha imayin, you were not yotze, your chov, to these workers. When you stipulated that you're going to give them mezonos, you were not yotze. Why? Shem bnei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Because they are the sons of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and because of that, they're deserving more from the Suda of Shlomo in his time. Because, first, the Rav says that the time of Avram Avinu actually, when he gave his guest, it was more than Shlomo. Even though Shlomo, the amount of food was a really tremendous, exorbitant amount of food, but that's because he had to feed a lot of people. But the amount per person of Avram Avinu was much greater. He gave three cows to three men. But the point is, since they're the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, once you go out of your way and stipulate to feed them, mizonos, you have to give them what they're worth, and therefore you weren't yotze. Ella, what should you do? Achali yaschilu bimlacha, until they start doing the work. Tseva omer lehem, almanash ein lechem alai, ela pas v'kitnes bilvad. Go tell them before they do their work that it's only on condition that you're only going to give them bread and kidneys, bread and beans, or whatever. That's it. Once they start work, you can't do this anymore. Because you can go back, because before they do work, it's just dvarim. But once they do the work, you can't be chozer, like the Rav says. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer lo hayatzarch loimer. You didn't have to go out to them and tell them this. Hakol kaminaga medina. Everything's a minaga medina. Meaning, if he just stuck with that, Rishim Lula says, and just stuck with the words that he was going to give them mizonos, you go after the mizonos of the minaga medina, which is just to feed them what normal people are fed. And the Rav says that the halacha is like Rishim ben Gamliel. And we know that the klal is almost always, anytime Rishim Gamliel says something in the Mishnah, the halacha is usually like Rishim ben Gamliel. Except for some exceptions.